When the Lord brought back the captives of Zion, our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and our mouths are filled with joy. Restore the fortunes like the streams in the Negev. Those who sow tears will reap out in songs of joy. He goes out weeping, carries the seed to sow, and will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him.
Thank you, Austin. Lovely read. Thank you.
Richard, and I'm one of the ministers here at St Mary's. And I'm just looking through my photo album. Does anybody here have a photo album at home? Does anybody? I can see a few nods. What kind of pictures do you have in your photo albums? What sort of things are there pictures of in your photo albums at home?
Me?
Holidays. Holidays. What other kind of things? Sorry?
Parties.
Weddings. Family. What else? So hang on, I've got two. Friends and the railway.
Birthday parties.
Ah. Photo albums are wonderful things, aren't they? We look in them and they remind us of good times in the past. We look in photo albums to look backwards and be reminded of those good times. And I don't know if you were paying attention during the Bible reading that Austin just read to us so well from Psalm 126, but that is exactly what the writer of that psalm does. He looks backwards and remembers something wonderful that happened in the past. There were some funny words in that psalm. One of them was Zion. I don't know if you remember, heard the first verse. When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dreamed. Zion is the name of God's city, God's people. So the psalmist is remembering a time when God rescued his people, when he restored their fortunes, when he turned their situation upside down. And what was it like? It was like that kind of good dream that you're desperate not to wake up from. I don't know what that kind of dream is for you. Maybe it's the dream where it's your birthday and it's the morning and you have a heap of presents and they're just so amazing looking and you're so excited and you just want to get into them. And it's a dream you hope will never end. Maybe it's a dream where all of your family and loved ones are gathered around you and they're all happy and at peace with each other. You're all relaxed and enjoying one another's company. I don't know what the dream for you is, that kind of dream you have in the night that you just don't want to wake up from. The writer of the psalm says, that's what it was like, as he looks back in his photo album, that's what it was like when God rescued his people. We're not told details about what that rescue looked like, but we're told all about what it felt like. It was like dreaming. Our mouths were filled with laughter. Our tongues were songs of joy. They're so soaked in the amazingness, in the incredibleness of what God has done for them. They can't help but sing and laugh. And it doesn't say dance, but I assume they were dancing as well. And it wasn't private either. It wasn't something that just happened to them that nobody else knew about. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. It's like it happened in a football stadium, on the pitch, this rescue that God did for his people. And the whole crowd, the whole world can see it and are amazed by it. And what the crowd thinks about it is right, because the crowd says the Lord has done great things for them. And then the writer says, yes, the Lord has done great things for us. And we are filled with joy. The Lord has done great things for us. And we are filled with joy. That's what he sees when he looks back in his photo album. That's the good time that he wants to remember. And it's a memory that gives him hope. Gives him hope even when he finds himself in the desert of life. even when he finds himself in the desert of life. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. The Negev is the name of a desert that was nearby to where the writer lived. And the writer's saying, even though my life feels like a desert now, Lord, do it again. Do what you did in the photo album, that good time that felt so good. Do it again for me, please. And he's confident because he knows God hasn't changed. He knows God's love for his people hasn't changed. He knows God's power hasn't changed. And so he's confident that if he asks God and calls out to him and says, do it again, God, that God will. God will come and change his fortunes once again. He's so sure of it. He's as sure of it as the fact that if you sow seeds in springtime, there will be food in the harvest. That's what we're here celebrating today as our harvest festival, right? Year after year after year after year, for all the long history of the world, God has made it the case through his gift of life and growth that when we go and sow seeds in the springtime, through the year they grow, and then at harvest time, we have food. That's a bit like what Mike was doing at the beginning, wasn't it, when he was scattering his seeds. God does that every year. He makes the food come after the time of sowing. And the writer of the psalm is that confident. He says, it's as sure that the food, the harvest time will come after the sowing time. It's that sure that God will rescue us, that God will restore his people again. So this is his photo album. This is the psalm writer's photo album. If we're Christians, did you know that we have a photo album? It's not this one, it's a slightly different one. We have our own photo album that we can look into, and we can look back to the best rescue that God has ever made for his people. The best. It's the rescue that he made when the Lord Jesus came. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. The more we investigate and understand and explore that great rescue, the more we can have the confidence that the psalmist, the writer of the psalm, has in the fact that God will rescue him again in the future. But what is that great rescue? What is that great rescue that's in the Christian's photo album? It's a photo of the Lord Jesus. It's a photo of the Lord Jesus in the life and death and life again of the Lord Jesus. The Lord rescued us. He turned it all around for us. He turned it upside down and restored our fortunes. It was in Jesus. We were lost and he found us. When we were blind, he made us see. When we were guilty, he gave us grace. When we were unlovely, he gave us love. He changed our destiny from life, from death to life, from hell to heaven. That's the picture in the Christian's photo album. And so, even more than the guy who wrote the psalm, if we're Christians, we are people with the grounds to say, the Lord has done great things for us and we are filled with joy. The more we investigate and explore and understand those great things, the more we'll be filled with joy and the more we'll have confidence of hope that we'll be rescued again by the Lord in the future. One great way to investigate and explore what the Lord Jesus has done is to read about it in the place it's written. That's in the Bible and particularly in the Gospels. And if you're here today and you've never really read about Jesus, never really read about the good news of what he did, Juby is one of our church members here, and he would absolutely love to give you a copy of one of those short bits of the Bible that talks in really tight focus about who the Lord Jesus was and what he did. That's a great way to explore the great things that the Lord has done for us. Another great way is to come together in places like this, in churches, where we can learn about it together. That's our prayer this morning for Joshua, isn't it, of course? That he would grow up to know the great things that the Lord has done for him. And that as he learns about them and takes hold of them for himself, that they would fill him with joy. That's what we're praying as a church for everybody who doesn't yet know the good news of the Lord Jesus. They would learn the good things the Lord has done for them and be filled with joy. The more we know that good news, the more we know about the Lord Jesus, the more we will have settled confidence of that future time when the Lord will finally come and rescue us, finally restore our fortunes, never to fall again. The same Lord who year after year faithfully, reliably turns seed time into harvest will restore the fortunes of everybody who is trusting in Jesus. And we will all finally be filled with joy. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the great things you have done, the great things you have done for us, and the greatest thing you have done for us in giving us the Lord Jesus. Would we see it and understand it and be filled with joy? In Jesus' name, amen.